calls for the Health Secretary to go as a report finds Scotland's NHS is facing growing demand and cost pressures.
A year ago, Audit Scotland published the worst state of the NHS report since devolution. And a year on, and standards have either stalled or declined.
Fresh allegations against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. And the strangest musical experience you might ever have. From Global's newsroom, this is Hearts Morning News. I'm Rebecca Cook. The results are in, and the outlook doesn't look good for Scotland's health service. A report's found our NHS is facing growing demand and cost pressures, and maintaining the quality of care is becoming increasingly difficult. This nurse has told Heart, pressure's building for staff working on wards across the country.
I think the hardest thing just now working for the NHS is day-to-day, the increasing pressures, the phone calls and added paperwork, and things really outwith the nursing role, and it's becoming harder and harder to do our staff nursing role.
The report's warning the way healthcare is planned, managed and delivered at all levels in Scotland must change. And there are calls for the Health Secretary to go. Labour's health spokesman is MSP Anna Sarwar.
This report underscores that it's time for Seán Robison to go as Health Secretary. A year ago, Audit Scotland published the worst state of the NHS report since devolution. And a year on, and standards have either stalled or declined.
But Seán Robison's defending the government's record, saying A&E departments are outperforming the rest of the UK, and there are positives in the report.
It recognises the tremendous work being done every day by clinicians and staff right across the NHS and care services, and it recognises the innovative work being done to tackle delayed discharge, integrate health and social care.
Another woman's come forward to accuse Harvey Weinstein of rape. Norwegian actress Natasha Malti says the film producer pounded on her hotel room door before attacking her after the BAFTAs in London in 2008.
He said that he could give me a movie part in an upcoming film, with the implication being that I had to sleep with him in order to get it. At some point, I remember telling him that I do not do the casting couch.
He's previously denied claims of non-consensual sex, and it's reported he could be stripped of his CBE. Mr. Weinstein was awarded it in 2004 for his contribution to the British film industry. Now, this will affect you if you're flying to the States anytime soon. UK passengers could be questioned by airline staff during check-in as part of tougher security measures. Travel writer Simon Calder's told Hart more about what we can expect.
You're going to have either your possessions or maybe even your hands tested for the possibility of explosive traces, and also you could face a personal interview.
Catalonia's vice president has heaped pressure on Madrid hours before a crucial deadline, saying there are no other options left but independence. Spain's government's expected to retake control of the region in a move that would see Catalonia lose its autonomy for the first time in decades. At the University of Barcelona, pro-independence students blocked access to lecture halls, but Laura Cabrera, who studies there, doesn't approve.
I don't feel the same. I don't think you have to impose your opinion this way. This is not the solution, and this is not an example for anyone.
A teenager from Glasgow who grew up in Care is now heading to the US for the World Drug-Free Powerlifting Championships. Charlie McGonigal says he wants to be the best on the planet, emulating the likes of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hart went down to the 18-year-old's gym to find out how he got into it.
I started off with personal training. I wanted to lose some weight. Ended up losing about 5-6 stone. And then I just tried powerlifting, tried it, went to my first competition and got the junior championship.
Scots fraud victims are losing an average of more than £425 per scam. A study claims a third of us have now been caught out, though we apparently only report it if we lose £190 or more. This is Hearts Morning News. Champion Celtic are 3 points clear at the top of the Premiership after a 3-0 win at Aberdeen. Their hosts were unbeaten in the top flight until last night. Brendan Rodgers says it was a fantastic performance from his side.
It was outstanding, really, and yeah, our only disappointment was we could have been more clinical. I thought we scored 3 goals. But now to come and play to that level and that composure against a good side in Aberdeen who make it really tough for you, naturally just makes me very happy.
Rangers lost a 95th minute goal to draw 1-1 at home to Kilmarnock, who move off the bottom. Motherwell are third after a 1-0 success at Dundee. Now, what's the strangest musical experience you've ever had? We bet it's not as odd as this.
We're looking at 5 big tanks filled with instruments, and soon we musicians will go down there and rehearse something of the underwater concert Aquasonic.
Robert Carlson created this underwater orchestra, which also includes composer and singer Leila Skovman.
You take a deep in-breath and then you dive underwater, And then you open your mouth and let water come in as far down as you can. And then you take a little air bubble down from the lungs. And you have that in your mouth and you sing through that little air bubble.
Aquasonics on at the Tramway Theatre in Glasgow till Saturday. Spider-Man star Andrew Garfield's told hard. Even he got emotional watching himself back in his new film Breathe. He plays polio victim Robert Cavendish in the tear-jerking biopic produced by Robin's real-life son.
I've never really watched myself crying. I only cried for the first time watching this film when we watched it in Toronto with an audience. And I was sat next to Claire and Diana and Jonathan. And that was very, very moving.
And Heart remains the UK's biggest commercial radio brand, with 9.5 million of you tuning in every week, according to the latest listening figures. Scotland's weather, a dry day with plenty of sunshine, less windy than yesterday, highs of 13 degrees.